You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and we are the Roto Experts! Got a cough during the open? Jeez. This is the Fantasy Executive Corey Parson. This is Wall Street Matt Motika. I am Greg Sussman. Championship week.
Mr. Sussman
is here. Happy to be with you here today. And Corey Parson, you finally got the game you were looking out of for Jameis Winston.
Yeah, week 15. Jameis came through for me in week 15. Long gone. Definitely a player that was overrated by the industry coming into this season.
You could say by yourself as well. The industry, by you. You overrated him.
I include myself in the industry. As in, okay, overrated by me. Since that makes Greg.
Greggy's coming for you this morning.
Since Greggy want to at me this morning. No, obviously. It started getting ugly when they had to buy in the first week of the year.
Yeah.
And then the shoulder injury, and then the lack of production, and Mike Evans not getting it done, the continuation of the turnovers.
100%.
With that being said, I'm going back next year.
You're back next year.
I'm back next year, but I'm back at a less investment.
Sure.
And I'm back rounds later.
Are you going to be back with Marcus Mariota next year, too?
No, I can't with Marcus Mariota. He's going to be banged up his whole career.
Okay. Jameis Winston last night gave you 299-3, Matt Modica, with his main beneficiary being, finally, Mike Evans. It took DeSean Jackson going down, O.J. Howard going down, Cameron Brate going down before coming back, before he finally locked on to Mike Evans, and then he did. 8 targets last night, 5 for 79, including a 42-yard touchdown.
Yeah, no, that was good to see that he was locking in on Mike Evans. I'm with Corey, too, though. I will be back in next year at a cheaper price. I mean, I could only wonder what the helium of a Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be next year and stuff like that. But, yeah,
he's going to go sore.
Jameis last night did look really good, though. He was moving in the pocket well. I mean, at one point, he had no tight ends. He was throwing the ball to the fullback. And just throw the damn ball to Mike Evans.
Just throw the ball to Mike Evans. Yes, we had this 5 for 79. There were two other long catches that were taken back because of offensive pass interference penalties.
One wasn't, though. That first call, I thought, shouldn't have been.
Right. But I'm just saying, ultimately, two were taken back. So they were trying to get the ball to Mike Evans, a concerted effort against Atlanta last night. So if you had Mike Evans, you got the job done. If you had Julio Jones, you probably didn't. I know my boy EY fell last night because Julio only got him, didn't get him enough. He had 5 points in the standard. That's not going to cut it during your semifinals.
No. Is EY have any teams left? Because I know I snatched one from him.
Yes, EY still has a team left.
Okay,
It's in the NXT league, a part of WWE.
Oh, okay. Little guy league.
Well, it's not a little guy league. It's actually a much bigger guy league.
Yeah, but when it comes to fantasy football knowledge, it's little guys.
You can talk to him. He'll be on BFFs today.
That's fine.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Fantasy exec going at EY.
Cameron Brate. Cameron Brate, are you still alive in the Flex league?
Who?
You.
I'm in a championship.
I'm asking you. You're in a championship. That's great. 4 for 49, Cameron Brate last night. If there's no O.J. Howard, who hurt himself after scoring a touchdown, Cameron Brate could be a nice start against Carolina this week.
What does Corey say? Make America Brate again?
Make America Brate again.
Make America Brate again one last time. We'll take a break. When we come back to the major headlines from yesterday, you're not going to want to miss this. Stick around. More Roto Experts coming your way right after this.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Roto Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio Network here. And a couple of interesting notes from yesterday. Actually, sticking with this Tampa game. So Peyton Barber led this team In rushing last night, he rushed 13 times for 53 yards. Also chipped in 3 catches, 15 yards, fumbled the ball inside the 10-yard line. Not good by Peyton Barber. And what was interesting, Corey, was that Doug Martin was a healthy scratch in this one.
Yeah, I think it's time for the Bucs to move on from Doug Martin.
I assume they will.
That situation, they should have been moved on from Doug Martin. That situation has not worked out for them. He has a good game every 2 or 3 games, and people can jump back in on him. I'm done with Doug Martin. Never own him again. And he's a nothing to me. And always been that way, to be honest with you. Since a couple years ago when I drafted him early, people went back on him this year when he first came in. The king was very high on him.
He looked good in the preseason.
I think he had him as like a top something running back, if you remember that correctly. I had to scold him about that. Yeah. And obviously that ended up in the direction that I said it would go. But nah, you can't fool with this dude. I'm done with him.
He looked good in the preseason. Obviously, he was suspended for a few games. When he came back, it wasn't the same. Doug Martin missed a meeting, but supposedly he'll be back in action next week. You know, this is a disaster. It's a dumpster fire of a season for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, there was a lot of people that were holding out hope for Martin. They were drafting him and thought maybe he could help come after that 3-game suspension, would come back and, you know, catapult them. But, I mean, I just don't get it. I didn't like him this year. I didn't draft him. And then I heeded caution after that Thursday night game versus the Patriots. That was when the Patriot defense was subpar at the time. And he had like 15 carries and a touchdown. And look, Doug Martin's that guy that's always going to tease you with talent, you know. And next year, I'm sure he'll end up on another team
as a part of a committee somewhere, and he'll be a part of the committee that you look up. It'll be week 6, and we'll be talking about adding him, and I'll be like, "Y'all go ahead."
I agree.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
It's fine. It's gonna go.
I see exactly how it's happening.
Add New York Giant running back Doug Martin. Yikes.
Great. Head coach Mike Smith brings in his old buddy,
I know,
Doug Martin.
Yeah, oh boy, that'd be a festive day for New York sports fan.
Fantastic. Hey, serious question now. Matt, do you believe that Aaron Rodgers will play on Saturday night?
I think it's up to Aaron Rodgers. It's really...
I don't think it is. That's the thing. I don't think it's up to Aaron Rodgers.
Didn't he had the surgery when he didn't... He could have healed without surgery.
Yeah.
So he went through this surgery and stuff. So I think, you know, as long as he's fine after this game, which I assume he is, I think it's his call. I'd have to put it in his... I think they have to give him the opportunity.
I don't know. I mean, this is a professional football player. He's going to want to play.
And I know we always say, well, why play him? But he is a professional athlete that wants to be out there. So I think it's going to come down to they'll talk. They'll have the little meeting of the minds and all that. I ultimately do think it comes down to Aaron Rodgers' decision.
It's one game. It doesn't matter now, Corey. Like, Aaron Rodgers is going to want to play because he wants to play. If you're the Packers organization, the dude has, 13 screws in his shoulder. What good can happen from this game? What is the reason you're throwing Aaron Rodgers out there?
Only good that can come from this game, what the fact that you pay him to play football. You have to look at that, too.
I totally understand that. Now, but as an organization, you want to lose. You want the better draft pick now. There's literally nothing to play for. Nothing.
No, they can finish the season 500.
Great.
No, but that's the thing.
What does that get you?
You think Mike McCarthy want to lose a losing season on his resume?
Who cares?
He does.
Why? They made the playoffs every year for like a decade.
Yeah, but by the same token, you don't want to lose a season on your resume. What if you got to go get a new job?
I don't think he will. I think he's okay.
He's all right for now. Honestly speaking, the only real purpose that Aaron Rodgers would play would be to satisfy fantasy football owners.
Yeah.
That's it.
I mean, maybe 8-8 thing is a real thing, right? Like you're not wrong. People don't want losing seasons on the record. I agree with that. But for the betterment of this organization, go let Brett Hundley try to do that.
Yeah, I can see that.
To be perfect,
that's like that's the only spin they have. Yeah. We want to give Hundley a couple more weeks, get him there. I mean, even if Hundley starts this week, I'm still not optimistic on Jamal Williams in this matchup.
You can't be.
You know, I think that's just... And another thing, too, is this playoff beard is really itching the hell out of me. I don't know how people grow beards. But
one more week.
I'm trying to hold out. But
He's going to walk in here Monday morning with a clean-shaven face. Wow. Or Tuesday morning. Hopefully it's Monday morning. Hopefully Monday doesn't matter. Monday's Christmas.
Christmas.
So you walk in. You probably have to shave for Christmas, I would assume.
My mom actually likes the beard.
Really? What about your wife?
I don't think she likes it that much.
So assuming... and I know the king doesn't want me to assume anything, but assuming
he's not here, don't worry about him.
That Aaron Rodgers now doesn't play, and assuming, can we assume they're going to be safe with Devontae Adams this week? Is that fair?
Devontae Adams shouldn't
look,
play.
If Aaron Rodgers isn't playing, why the hell are you playing Devontae Adams?
Because Brett Hundley and Devontae Adams.
For the Packers. Okay. I don't see how this guy, even if Rodgers plays, he shouldn't be on the field.
No.
Look, you're not in the playoffs, right? This guy suffered three concussions now. The first one when Trevathan took his head off on Thursday night.
Yep.
He came back. Mm-hmm. And now he got killed again. I mean, just, you see him on Twitter, the stuff he's saying. I think he's got to say, look, you know what? I need this week off. I got to step back. Or maybe just take the rest of the season off.
It's two more weeks. You know. And listen, here's somebody. You talk about Aaron Rodgers having a decision. Devontae Adams has a lot of money coming to him this offseason. He needs to be healthy. He's a free agent. This is his opportunity.
Teams out there that's in need of wide receiver help. So
Devontae Adams in San Francisco sounds real nice too.
Yeah, Devontae Adams in San Francisco is also a nice option.
But this is twofold, right? Like on one side, Devontae Adams wants to get healthy and to be able to be like, all right, I'm ready to go. I'm good to go for you. Sign me and pay me. The other side is I need to prove to people I'm healthy.
He doesn't have to prove it.
Yeah, I think he's proven it. I mean, look, nobody comes back faster than Devontae Adams.
Not to mention the fact, look at the numbers I put up with Brett Hundley as the quarterback.
Yeah, no, I think he solidified his position.
Okay.
Fantastic season. And I hope for Devontae Adams as the person,
right.
He takes these last 2 weeks off.
Yeah, I agree. I'm
sure there's fantasy owners out there yelling at me right now, but
all right. So if both of these guys don't play, give me the hypotheticals. If both of these guys don't play, are you starting any Packers wide receiver with Brett Hundley against Minnesota on Saturday night?
If you start Randall Cobb on Saturday night, I'm talking about he has to be your flex in the three wide receiver league.
I personally won't start any Packers
without Aaron Rodgers. What if Aaron Rodgers does play?
Then Randall Cobb is a wide receiver too.
So you're confidently starting Cobb?
I would confidently start him.
So it sounds like if you have Randall Cobb, you're starting
Xavier Rhodes. Does Xavier Rhodes come into the slot? No, I don't believe so.
I don't know.
See, I just have a feeling that the Vikings are
He'll be on Jordy. Xavier Rhodes will be on Jordy.
I don't think he needs to be on Jordy.
He put me on Jordy now.
Look, I think the Vikings want this opportunity to smack down the Packers
in Lambeau on Saturday night.
This would be and look, there's still hope for them to get this
number one overall seed. Absolutely,
and they have the Super Bowl in Minnesota, so there's a lot. They're rolling. They're playing really well. So,
well, you got to take into consideration the temperature in Lambeau.
That's not so good for Brett Hundley,
and that's not good for Aaron Rodgers either.
No, it's not.
What if like one of those big fat defensive linemen fall on that
shoulder
in that frozen tundra?
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't play.
So you're not playing. So
I wouldn't. Me myself personally, I wouldn't. Corey Parson would not play.
Listen, I'll say this: if Brett Hundley starts, I'm not going to play Randall Cobb at all.
You can't do that.
You just said you would.
No, if Brett Hundley as a wide receiver four, because he's the guy that's going to get the target share for him will go up. But with that being said, I mean, I'm much less optimistic if that's the case. Like I said, that's for deeper rosters.
You're right. I agree with that. If Aaron Rodgers plays, there's a conversation we had. If he doesn't, I think you could probably find the better option. Like, I'd rather a Nelson Agholor than a Randall Cobb.
Yeah, I would do Nelson Agholor over Randall Cobb.
In that scenario. Okay. And so I think we're all in agreement here. Not that it means anything. Supposedly they're going to re-sign him anyway. The Packers did re-sign their third-string quarterback, Joe Callahan, yesterday. Is that a precursor? It's putting Aaron Rodgers on the IR and not playing the next 2 weeks? Maybe. That's possible. The beat reporter's like, listen, maybe they plan on re-signing Joe Callahan the whole time. It doesn't mean anything, but nothing means nothing.
Yeah, I just... It's not optimal in any way. I mean, just having to worry about Rodgers, should he play or not. I mean, Adams, I think, definitely should not play. So I'm looking to move past the Packers right now.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I'll say this. I'm an Aaron Rodgers owner. I'm very pessimistic that he plays. So now I'm hoping he doesn't, because I'm also a Minnesota Vikings defense owner. And if he doesn't play, I will throw them out there Saturday night against Brett Hundley in that frozen tundra, and I'll feel quite good about it.
And I think you should.
So we'll see. And that's kind of all things Packers for you, especially with Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones against Minnesota. I don't want to do that either.
No, you can't. First of all, Jamal Williams owners, guess where they're at?
Out.
That's over.
Yeah.
Jamal Williams owners is over. That's not really a thing no more. especially after that number he gave you last week. If you had to play him last week, it meant you didn't have better options.
Well, a lot of people liked him last week.
I didn't.
I know you didn't. You hated him last week. But a lot of people.
I had to play him, and I did not want to.
A lot of people liked him last week. Mike Florio wanted to play him over at the Kareem Hunt until I set him straight.
That was wild.
I set him straight.
There you go. That's why you're the best friend forever.
That's right. Damn right.
You're just like me and Scott.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. He's in the Flex Championship, too. We'll take a break. When we come back, let's talk about the Chargers.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
We are back with you on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hey, hold
on. Yeah.
Jimmy G has a nickname.
Is it Jimmy G?
It's not Jimmy G.
Italian Stallion.
Not the Italian Stallion. Gucci Garoppolo. I like that. Gucci Garoppolo.
It is catchy.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like not, it's not
Jimmy G.
Something.
Jimmy G is catchy.
Yeah, Jimmy G is catchy. Don, would you like Jimmy G or Gucci Garoppolo? Yeah. Don
takes a Gucci. Yeah. And
I had money Don would take Gucci.
seems like a lock to me. All right. So the Chargers are in an interesting spot here this week. Hunter Henry lacerated his kidney.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sucks.
He's not going to play this weekend.
Oh, Antonio Gates.
Antonio Gates returns. But the more interesting thing is that he has the Keenan Allen injury of a lacerated kidney.
Yeah.
Right.
Sucks.
It does suck. Keenan Allen has a back injury. He's going to be fine. I don't know if that means he's going to be fine to play this week, but it's a back injury. It's minor. It's a bruise. He's fine.
Yeah, he was upgraded to probable.
Fine. Let's see him get through the week before we do that.
Nah, well, let's go with that. I need him this week. Let's go with that.
I want to have some fun first.
Okay, let's have some fun.
Thank you. If Hunter Henry's out, if Keenan Allen is out, Phil Rivers is going to throw the ball at somebody.
Mike Williams, Tyrell Williams. Travis Benjamin.
What do we think?
Antonio Gates.
Tyrell Williams. That's what I would think.
So Tyrell Williams, problem is, if you watch the game on last Saturday night, every deep pass was to Tyrell Williams, and Phillip Rivers has been angry at him all game long. Tyrell Williams was definitely the number two wide receiver last week. Mike Williams was targeted one time. I didn't even know his number, and they give it to 81. Who's this? And Tyrell Williams was the guy. If Keenan Allen doesn't play, will you start Tyrell Williams in your fantasy championship?
Yeah, I would. If Keenan Allen and Hunter Henry are out, I would start Tyrell Williams. I would get him in there as a third wide receiver. If I'm depending, obviously these are all depending on what your options are. He's a boom and bust play, but without those other targets, obviously you would give Melvin Gordon gets the initial bump up, and then after
and
Melvin,
there's no Eckler neither.
Yeah, and there's no Eckler either.
No Eckler, that's right.
Then after Melvin Gordon, then you have a Melvin Gordon owners all have. Licking their chops this week. They counting the bag already, the Melvin Gordon owners. We talked about Melvin Gordon the other night, and right after that, he comes right through with a big game. Melvin Gordon got it done this year.
Oh, he did.
He played very well.
I'm very confident in that second half of the first round to go back to Melvin Gordon next year.
Yeah, I would start a team with Melvin Gordon as my RB1.
No problem.
With no problem.
No problem that.
Would you start Melvin Gordon Shady?
No.
You don't want Shady?
Mm-mm. He's just another year older. Another year older.
I'd like to have a running back and a
wide receiver.
Yeah, I feel.
Would you start Melvin Julio?
I don't want Julio as my WR1.
Melvin Michael Thomas?
I would do that.
All right, everyone's signing up for that. Okay. Melvin Josh Gordon?
I knew you was going to say that. Gucci Gordon.
You didn't answer the question.
Yes, I would.
No, okay.
That hearty laughter.
To get off topic for a second.
Gordon and Gordon. Ooh, I like that.
Look at that.
We did miss one thing from last night. You talk about quarterbacks being angry.
Sure.
And that was Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
Finally stood up for himself.
Yeah.
I
really appreciate that.
Okay.
He should have been cursing at Kyle Shanahan like that. He might have a championship if he did that.
It's true. Hey, with the Chargers, if Hunter Henry's not going to play, if Keenan Allen doesn't play, would you start talking about Williams in your championship?
He'd have to be a flex. I'm hoping I have three strong receivers and he would definitely be a flex option, maybe like the low end. Look, so, like Corey said, somebody's going to catch the ball. I mean, Antonio Gates, we saw him catch a touchdown last week. He's going to get some passes thrown to him.
He can't move, though.
I understand, but Philip Rivers is going to throw him the ball. If there's no Hunter Henry out there, there's no Keenan Allen, Antonio Gates is going to see targets and make catches and probably get a touchdown as well.
More than likely, Antonio Gates will get in the end zone this week. I can definitely see that happening, even more so if you don't have Keenan Allen. Gates is tough because Gates is an old. Gates look like an old lineman. Gates look like an old lineman.
He does.
He looks like an offensive lineman.
I agree.
I would worry about his weight if I was him.
Yeah, I think he'll be okay.
Well, no, once he retires.
That's what I'm saying. When he retires, he's going to blow up.
I had a friend who played for the Giants. He was a defensive end, and then he stopped playing football.
Hey,
Antonio Gates looked like Nate Newton.
Listen, our buddy, running Marcus is in pretty damn good shape.
Well, Marcus retired early.
Yes.
So it's different. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So he wants to, you know, keep himself up.
Yeah, Mark is still young. You know,
exactly. Mark is still
young. All right, so Tyrell Williams, a guy that you will be interested in if Keenan Allen doesn't play. Sounds like a role.
You have to be interested. Like you said, Philip Rivers is going to throw the ball. And if there's nobody else there, you can't rely on Mike Williams. I mean, so Williams has been the guy, like you said. He does throw deep passes to him, but Williams will be more involved. The target share just should be there.
I agree. I agree with all of that. That's the deal with Los Angeles. And the Chargers play who this week?
Jets.
Okay, then. All right.
I'm going to go back to my man, Robbie Anderson, this week. I'm licking my chops to go back to Robbie
Anderson. Are you going to really do that?
Him versus Casey?
Yeah. I mean, it's tough. I don't want to play A.J. Green.
That's like a crazy thing, man. You're going to go back to Robbie Anderson and Bryce Petty against Casey Hayward?
Or A.J. Green.
I'll go with A.J. Green.
Yeah, you must like 7 points in your fantasy.
Now, let me what did Robbie Anderson get last week?
9.
What? Why aren't the Bengals just giving A.J. McCarron a look?
I don't know.
Like, Andy Dalton's owed these last two starts?
Matt, how would you feel if you had to play A.J. Green this week?
I would not feel happy. No, like I said, and I'm an A.J. Green supporter and stuff, but I don't want to play any Bengals neither. Look, we mentioned it yesterday. Gio saved your day by that late touchdown and stuff.
The Bengals have quit.
Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, that's
would
that's
you be surprised if the Bengals scored 0 points this week?
This is what I was about to say. That's why the Lions are one hell of a stream this week, facing the Bengals.
Yeah.
Lions are a good defensive stream this week, facing the Bengals. You need a defense, you can
win. They legit may not score.
Yeah.
The Bengals legit may not score
Marvin
this week.
Marvin Lewis refutes that the team has given up.
Oh, yeah. Well, he gave up. What do you mean the team didn't give up? He's like, I'm not going to be back here. He told me I wasn't going to be back here in week 15. So everybody.
He didn't even wait until week 16.
Yeah, he waited.
It was week 15. I'm 15. Done. I'm out.
He's already sent the Giants his application.
Yeah. I hope they hire him.
His resume has been faxed over.
It's not funny. In regards to Devontae Adams, by the way, Thomas Davis was suspended not one game, two games.
Now, the Thomas Davis being suspended, now hopefully the appeal comes out and he drops that down to one. Thomas Davis got suspended. That was a football play. Rob Gronkowski almost paralyzed that dude.
Somebody's going after Gronk this week. I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
And he got a game. While on the other hand, Thomas Davis, even though that was an egregious hit, that was still in between the lines. That was a football play. Mm-hmm. What Gronk did was not a football play. What Mike Evans did earlier in the year was not a football play.
I get it.
I'm saying is Gronk better have his head on a swivel all game. Because somebody's going to be looking to take him out.
That's a big dude to come for, but yeah.
No, it is a big dude.
But they got retaliation.
Somebody's going to want to, like.
Why wouldn't it be the cornerback? He'll be out there.
Hopefully it's not Trey White. Trey White's a valuable piece going forward. He's been a hell of a rookie that hasn't
gotten
a
Trey White.
Rookie. But this is like somebody that wants to stay in the good graces of the Bills, maybe like that guy that's borderline for next year. You know.
Where's the dude that punched Geno in the face? Well, he'll play on offense, though.
He's a special teamer.
Oh, he's a special teamer?
Yeah. Yeah. Rex took him, remember?
Rex is one of them. Yeah, Rex is like,
you hit Geno. Come play with me.
Yeah, so maybe they can.
They don't like each other, Geno and Rex.
No, they got beef.
Yeah, beef.
They got beef. Mm-hmm. maybe that dude made Rex punch him. I don't know. Maybe Rex made that.
That'd be crazy. Speaking of the Jets, they're never going to start Christian Hackenberg ever, which is hilarious. Second round pick, they're never going to start this dude. It's great. It's funny. Much like the Giants are never going to start their third round.
I really would like to take over one of these football teams.
Just do it right.
If Diddy buy the Panthers, I want him to hire me to be the GM.
It seems unlikely he's going to buy the Panthers.
Yeah, it's going to be a very big group.
I think that's Diddy just, you know, talking.
Yeah.
And like, all of a sudden, he's like, I'm going to put Colin Kaepernick in.
Yeah.
You got Cam Newton.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Like, I want to tell you, I don't care how great of a social warrior he is. Cam Newton is a much better player than Colin Kaepernick.
Hey, you know, he doesn't have the money to buy them.
He doesn't. Diddy can't afford.
He's running his mouth.
Diddy, like $290-something million, I saw.
That's not enough
to buy the Carolina Panthers.
You know, $2 billion.
They need Michael Jordan can buy the Panthers. So I'm going to send my application for Panthers GM to Michael Jordan.
That'd be crazy.
Jordan can afford it, right?
I assume so. Yeah. He also owns the Hornets.
Oh, yeah. So why not?
He can afford both of them?
You know how many shoes that man has sold?
Did LeBron buy the Browns one day?
Huh?
LeBron buy the Browns?
I mean, I don't know. It take a lot of money to be an NFL owner.
I think he can get the investors together.
Yeah,
with his name value and his face on the franchise.
Yeah, cool.
He can get the investors together.
You should get Magic to buy the Browns or the Panthers. Magic buying the Panthers would be cool.
Yeah. I think it's gonna be Michael Jordan.
You really do?
I think it's gonna be Michael Jordan.
I read a report last night from Jim Trotter that Eddie DiBartolo is interested.
I saw that too. Yeah.
That seems ridiculous.
Yeah, but I don't like why.
He's like this 80-year-old dude now.
Yeah. Well, whoever bought him, I'm down to be the general manager. I send you my email.
Nick, I say that on the air.
Huh?
I can say that part on the air.
Oh, I would. I mean, I get my telephone number. Oh, yeah. Remember that?
That wasn't your best moment.
No, it wasn't.
He was a little desperate.
I had a couple people hit me up, too.
With any females?
No. We don't have female listeners.
Yes,
we have like four.
Kelly.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Kelly. I hope she's in her championship.
Hey, Paxton Lynch talking about starters that will start or won't start. Paxton Lynch, if he's healthy enough, he's going to go for Denver this week. Doesn't really mean much, but I thought you'd find that interesting. Deshaun Kizer, he's made no progress starting quarterback, but Hugh Jackson, whatever. He's going to start. But when it comes to Arizona, they're making a quarterback change. No more Blaine Gabbert this week. They return to Drew Stanton. What does that mean for Larry Fitzgerald? Matt and Corey discuss when we come back here on the Roto Experts.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
We're back here with you, Roto Experts Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Check out rotoexperts.com/DKMS because this is the final week you can participate in our DFS contest to try to go to the Super Bowl. It's the last week to do it. So go to rotoexperts.com/DKMS. Check it out. Inside there, they're going to ask you for donate a little bit of money, $45, in order to help someone register to become a bone marrow donor. If you can't do it yourself, listen, every 3 minutes someone is diagnosed with blood cancer in this country, and they need your help. And in order to do that, we're asking you to become a bone marrow donor or ultimately wind up saving someone's life. So please, please check it out. They need a little bit of money. They need your help. Go to rotoexperts.com/DKMS and make it happen, please. And at the bottom of the page, there's a link. You click the link. You participate in a free roll. If you win the free roll this week in the DFS contest, you qualify for next week in week 17. There will be 15 other competitors with you. If you win next week, you go to the Super Bowl. It's just like that. It's a rotoexperts.com/DKMS DFS challenge. It's right available right now for you at rotoexperts.com/DKMS. Okay, there you go. So before we hit the break, I was telling you that the Arizona Cardinals are benching Blaine Gabbert, the guy that said, oh yeah, he could be our quarterback next year, sure. They're benching him for Drew Stanton, who has proven time and time again he sucks. And Mike's not on.
That's embarrassing. Mm-hmm. He's terrible.
Correct.
He stinks.
As a Larry Fitzgerald owner, which quarterback would I want out there?
Blaine.
I think you want Stanton.
Ooh, okay, great.
Really, why is
I'm
that?
I'm not leaning this side.
Stanton's, I remember last, it's like engraved in my mind. Stanton likes to throw, when he throws the ball, he throws it to Fitzgerald. Last year, that Thursday night game, I benched Fitzgerald when Stanton was playing, and all he did was look at Fitzgerald, throw it to Fitzgerald. I think Fitzgerald is the guy. I think he's more relevant with Stanton. Stanton knows job number one is get the ball to Fitzgerald.
Well, to be fair, Gabbert's done a nice job with that, too.
You know, he has, but, I mean, what's Fitzgerald's last few weeks been like?
It's been a lot in the first half and forgotten about in the second half. Against this Giants secondary, I mean, it's a dream matchup for Larry Fitzgerald here this week in the fantasy finals. And by the way, it's at home. It's Fitzgerald. Arguably, if he retires this week, this could be his last home game ever.
But is he going to come back next year?
Well, he signed a one-year extension, but there's no guaranteed money there. So if he wants to come back, he could do it with the Cardinals. If not, you know, no harm, no foul, basically. On the season, Larry Fitzgerald has 982 receiving yards, 92 receptions, and 5 touchdowns. You know he wants to get to 100 receptions. You know he wants to get to 1,000 receiving yards. Both of those in play this weekend, Corey.
Yeah, you can't sit him. It's not like the A.J. Green scenario.
I'm not saying I want to start him. I'm saying this could be a monster game for him.
Yeah, no, and that's why I roll him out there. And I think that he can think he'll get enough targets to be able to put you up some decent numbers. He won't embarrass you this week. He won't let you down. He won't be the reason why you lose.
He's gonna come. Will he be the reason why you win?
I don't know.
I think he possibly could. I think he's going to see at least like a dozen targets, possibly more. I think it's going to be Larry Fitzgerald day. It's, you know, you said it's a home game. He wants to get to certain benchmarks and keep that going. So I'm very excited to start Larry Fitzgerald this week.
Yeah, I'm excited to go with Larry Fitzgerald as well. I said something before the break. Matt corrected me during commercial. I said, listen, Paxton Lynch is going to start in Denver. It doesn't really matter. And Matt was saying, no, it does matter.
No, it does, because if you have Demaryius Thomas and you have Manny Sanders, you believe it or not, you want Brock Osweiler under center. He's proven he gets these guys the ball. Don't worry about last year in Houston. He's back in Denver. And he's been the guy that has gotten these guys, kept them relevant to a point in fantasy circles. And if it's Paxton Lynch, I'm really going to have a hard time. I'm really not going to want to start these guys.
Hey, no, it makes it difficult. I understand what you're saying, the Paxton Lynch thing. I think you definitely give them a big, significant downgrade. Like, you know, with these backup quarterbacks and these poor quarterback plays, you almost have to be kind of careful with them. Obviously, we've seen Jimmy G recently. You see how Nick Foles came in and played. Case Keenum, obviously. Not all of these backup quarterbacks stink. Some of them can very well get it done. Mm-hmm. Situation in Arizona is not one that I'm overly optimistic. I mean, excuse me, in Denver is not one that I'm overly optimistic about. If it's the young man, Lynch, he can't play professional football. But I do agree with Matt that if you get Brock out there, then you want to get Manny Sanders. You want to get him involved because at least he knows this offense in Denver a little bit better, Brock Osweiler.
I'll have a very hard time starting Emmanuel Sanders in my championship game. If you have Emmanuel Sanders, you're probably not here.
You're probably gone.
They're playing at the Redskins. Look, they're probably going to have to throw the ball here, too. I don't know. It's not ideal. These are guys you don't want to play. But if Paxton Lynch is starting, then it's a major downgrade. So that's really all. I think we had it just touch on this.
No problem at all.
Speaking of quarterbacks, do you remember back in August, Jacksonville, mm-hmm. Blake Bortles?
Yeah.
They wanted to get him out of town. Remember Jalen Ramsey liked that post? Jalen Ramsey liked that post. Allen Robinson was cursing him out on the sideline. They wanted no part to that dude. Now this dude is taking them to quite possibly the best record in the AFC. That's crazy.
I want to make it clear. Like, he's putting throws where they have to go, mm-hmm. right? Like, this is not just an all-defense type of thing. He's playing well right now.
Success breed confidence.
Yeah.
And he's had some success, and he's getting more and more confident with his ability. Blake Bortles is getting it done right now.
If I'm the Steelers or the Patriots, I want them knocked off in the first round, assuming they don't get that no hard.
Doubt. I want them gone. I definitely want them gone.
Defense travels.
100%. 100%. Speaking of Jacksonville, a couple of notes here. Marquise Lee, I said this before, Marquise Lee is probably going to be out this week with an ankle injury. He'll be back by the playoffs. I don't know if Allen Hurns is going to play either this week.
I can't fool with those dudes.
You can't start Keelan Cole?
I can't start these dudes. These dudes are very...
7-for-186.
No, like, don't give me... Is he going to go off like that again? Likely not.
Everybody last week was like, this is the D.D. Westbrook day.
Exactly.
D.D. Westbrook's going to pop today. And it wasn't D.D. Westbrook
it was
day.
It was Keon Cole and
Mixon. Was it Mickens?
Joe Mixon's or Mixon. Whatever.
Mickens. Jarrett Mickens.
Jarrett Mickens. Yeah. I went to school with him.
Probably not the same one.
but the one thing is, it's one of those things like Jake would say, just buy the cake, whatever. You do want to start Bortles at San Francisco.
Sure, buy the cake, not the icing.
Of course. And Jimmy G, I know everybody loves him. I'm not starting Jimmy G this week.
Jacksonville.
Can't do it.
Nope.
You can't do it. I think it's a tough spot for Marquise Goodwin.
He proves
as well.
Me wrong.
Yes, it is.
God bless him. But
start Marquise Goodwin?
No, I'm not starting him either.
It's tough. You can't really. You see how it happens. You feel even with the D Hop this past week. You know, D Hop gave you that 4-for-80. He caught three. He caught a pass. Then he caught two passes on one drive. Then he caught that touchdown. He did not catch another pass after
that. That was fine. The 4-for-80 for a touchdown. That was okay.
If you would have seen it, the touchdown really saved him because he really just had. They just really just targeted him on two drives that whole game.
Yeah, I mean, how many starts does Jimmy G have? Going against this defense is just... Look, he's looked very good. That game-winning drive, I mean, he did it with ease. I love that he took the shot in the end zone, too. But you have better options this week.
You do have better options this week. So are you going to go with the Keelan Cole thing?
I don't really want to.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's going to be Westbrook, Cole, or... Mickens gets another two touchdowns.
How desperate could you be in this situation? Who did you lose?
Antonio Brown and Davante Adams.
True. I feel what you're saying.
Yeah, and Marquise Lee.
And Marquise Lee.
Yeah, that's
right
true.
There. You could have all three of them.
Yeah, no, look.
Just saying. Are you desperate enough to start Elijah Penny anywhere?
No.
Okay.
I don't even know who that is.
He's could be the starting running back of the Arizona Cardinals this week.
No.
All right, and they like to run the ball, guys. I'm just saying they like to run the ball. Speaking of running backs, and you might have, I think you retweeted this, so I don't want to ask you it. But other than Christian McCaffrey, Corey, do you know what running back over the last 2 weeks has the most receptions in the NFL?
Other than CMC.
Was this either retweeted this? Okay.
Other than
CMC, what running back has the most receptions over the last 2 weeks in the NFL?
It's not CMC though. It's other than Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, really? I thought it was CMC. All right.
Other than Lev Bell, which running back has the most receptions in the NFL over the last two? I'm not sure who is that. That's a good one.
Matt?
It is Mr. Wayne Gallman.
Oh, God.
Wayne Gallman.
Le'Veon Bell has 14 receptions. He has 13.
Wow.
It's crazy. Wow. What does CMC have?
That I don't know.
I guess I could just look it up in the last 2 weeks. But yeah, Wayne Gallman. Wayne Gallman is catching the football a ton from Eli Manning ever since Ben McAdoo went away. Can you start him in the finals?
I really don't
there
want
was
to.
You kind of, you know, like, you didn't hate it.
I don't like it either.
Yeah, I mean, Orleans Darkwire.
Over the last 2 weeks, 9 receptions, yeah, for Christian McCaffrey over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough start, too. It really is. I mean, you're hoping you have better options. Look, if you don't have a better option, then yeah, but I don't know. I mean, how confident do you feel Championship Sunday?
With Wayne Gallman. I know. We were talking about how players were thinking, hey, Blake Bortles should be gone, right? They said that in the summer. Rishard Matthews is talking up now for the Tennessee Titans.
What do you say? Marcus Mariota should be gone?
No, the old men, he wants the old men gone.
Talking about the coaches.
Oh, yeah. He basically said, listen, we need to go to no huddle. We need to go fast and play fast. And that's just not what the old men like to do. Mike Mularkey, Terry Robiskie, they are the old school ground and
Terry
pound.
Terry Robiskie been coaching for a long time.
So is Mike Mularkey.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Those two dudes have been coaching for a very, very long time. And it's just, it's slow. When they're fast and they're no huddle, he goes, I want Marcus Mariota to be able to call stuff at the line because we're going fast. He's seeing it. I don't need the coaches calling in the plays because it's just old and boring and not working.
I think he's right, though. I think you really, I think the game has changed. We've seen, like, Jeff Fisher, the dinosaur, and these older coaches.
Yeah.
I think you need to start
pass them by a little bit. Pat Shermer is one offensive coordinator that's adjusted, of course, to Minnesota. Like, he's done a really nice job with them as he adapts from this old-school mindset. We're going to take a break. A couple more things I want to get to with the all-in kid, Jake Seeley. A couple questions for him. We'll see how many finals he is in. And we'll see if Mike Florio can take him down this week. Stick around. The Roto Experts wraps up right after this.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Of giving DFS a try, Fantasy Factor is the perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player. Flatter prize pool, smaller field, single entry contests only. Fantasy Factor runs NFL and NBA free rolls each and every week. They're free to enter, so sign up today at www.fantasyfactor.com. And with that, we bring in the all-in kid, Jake Seeley. What's going on, Jake?
What's going on, Greg? Championship week.
Championship week has arrived, my friend. How many ships you going for this year, my man?
Just three.
Just three. It's pretty dope, man.
No. I mean, at three, I have two third place ones, which whatever for those.
Right.
I have two best balls. Those are kind of but I missed about. I'm out about a little bit over half. I think it's 9 out of 17 or 9 out of 16.
All right, so you got three championships on the line. What leagues are they in?
Home league, flex league, and then another industry, some friends. Industry type league-ish.
Okay, cool. So you got Flex League Championship on the line against my BFF, Mike Florio.
I know. Florio, Stanful, and me and Corey all in one of the Flex title championship runs here.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Very, very exciting. Do you expect to beat Mike Florio?
It's going to be tough. If this girly shows up like it did last week, I think I might have it in the bag. But
right.
Yeah, I don't think I can start Jamal Williams after last week, and now he's going against the Vikings, so I'm going to have to plug in Christian McCaffrey, and he needs to show up like last week. Look, the biggest thing was Eli Manning. I had no other quarterback, and they let him have Eli. But yeah, they let me pick him up for free. They should have all blocked me because I had no second quarterback. I really don't expect him to show up like he did last week either.
Probably not. Probably not. So it'll be a fun match between Jake and Mike coming up. Mike Florio hopefully will get that title belt.
Either way. FNTSY represents.
Indeed. But I need the BFFs to have a title belt so we can carry it around. And so EY have a title belt. And
what if Frank and Florio gets one?
That'd be great. And then EY has his, like, a real wrestling belt, and then I'll just carry mine that I was given.
He's got a flex one from last year, too.
Yeah, so everyone's in a flex belt. Potentially, after this weekend, everybody on the BFFs will have a flex belt but me.
Except for you.
Right. Yeah. But technically, I've never participated, so I haven't lost.
Although you've been invited for the past 2 years.
I haven't been invited for the last 2 years. That is a fact. I accepted my invitation this year until I had a wedding on the same day, and I did not realize that. A couple of things I wanted to get to before we wrapped up, gentlemen. And Jerry Mack is not playing this week, supposedly, with that knee injury, which means even more Mike Wallace. Jake, Mike Wallace has been really good over the past couple of weeks. Does that continue on championship week against the Colts on Saturday afternoon?
I think it does if you look at the opportunity here. Look, Mike Wallace for the last 3 weeks, as you said, solid numbers. I like him more in non-PPR, obviously, because he's not racking up the receptions most weeks. So I think that Mike Wallace here was actually somebody I was thinking about writing up as a sleeper this week. So if I do, I'll give you credit, Greg.
Yeah, you know what? Listen, I'm not asking for credit. I was just really just asking it because, like, I haven't started Mike Wallace at all here, Modica. Like, I haven't gone to the well, but he's been really good if you have.
Yeah, I've started him the last 2 weeks. In one league, I had him making my wide receiver three, and another, he was a flex option. I was more comfortable as a flex, but he's getting the targets, and, you know, you have to like him versus the Colts.
Yeah, I think so, too. He's been a big play threat. Joe Flacco, we got some questions about streaming him. I know, Jake, you started Eli Manning last week. Could you start Joe Flacco this week against the Colts?
No. Okay. Stop. You're in a championship game. Stop.
Listen, somebody asked me a question, man.
But I've had three different people ask me about Joe Flacco this week. Actually, one of them was in specific. Where is it? Oh, Cousins and Goff. One of the Flacco's out there, too. Like, stop. People, like, really, you're way overthinking. It's week 16. You ride the people who got you here. Just don't go crazy because you're in the championship game.
But he basically asked me, he said, hey, he went with Eli Manning last week. His options are Eli, Mariota, Joe Flacco, and Jimmy G against Jacksonville. I don't know what to tell him.
I'd probably go with Mariota. We'll see. Find out tonight, midnight, rankings.
There you go. Midnight, you'll be able to check that link. Coming up next, Jake joins Matt Modica and Corey Farson for the Fantasy Football Frenzy. I will see you back later with BFFs. And, of course, tomorrow for another edition of the Roto-X. Have a great one, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.